Why did the God of love wound a commander who strives to soar above great Alexander in warlike deeds of arms as 'tis required? Love's fond alluring charms I ne'er admired. All wronged kings to right was my ambition, in whose just cause I'd fight, being in commission. I have made heroes bow, still fearing no man, but I am conquered now by a fair woman. When cannons they have roared like claps of thunder, and my unconquered sword hath cleft asunder the helmets of the great and laid them bleeding, I by the hand of fate have been exceeding successful in the field. Kings did adore me. I have made armies yield and fly before me. This I did some years past in point of duty, but now I fall at last by Cynthia's beauty. There is no enemy like a coy lover. She gains the victory, well I discover. Nothing but charming sweet, which doth delight me. But if my foe I meet, and that he'd fight me, my sword should clear the way and purchase honor. But what shall I say? I dote upon her. I languish by degrees, grief is ensuing. Thus with a greater ease she proves my ruin. No weapon can compare with Cupid's arrow. Strong walls, no bulwarks are they, enter thorough. Breastplate and coat of mail cannot defend me. His arrows never fail, which he doth send me, but wound me to the heart. Farewell to pleasure. My sorrow, care, and smart is out of measure. Cupid, he stands aloof me to devour. There is no armor proof against his power. Fair creature, hear my cries, my mournful ditty. Let thy bright angel eyes look down in pity. Grant me one pleasant smile, for I adore thee. And as a captive slave, I fall before thee. In hopes to find relief, this wound ye gave me, and it is you alone can kill or save me. Let thy commander be with joys delighted. True love and loyalty should not be slighted.
She finds him all alone, and cried, my jewel, cease thy lamenting moan, I'll not be cruel. Though I the wound might give, it shan't destroy sinkest, nothing shall grieve thee. Here in these arms